This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, A Different Tune. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Here's a question for you. What exactly is music? Is it a uniquely human talent, or do birds make music? Alan Yu looked into this, and the seemingly narrow question led us to ponder much bigger ones.
Hollis Taylor is a composer and violinist in Australia. She travels to nearby islands and out into the desert to record birdsong. That's a pied butcher bird. Hollis gathers the birdsong and tries to recreate it in her music.
I perform it on the violin. And then I started getting asked by other musicians if they could have some pieces too.
The Adelaide Symphony Orchestra performed Hollis's Butcher Bird piece last October.
The most common reaction I get from other musicians, especially the ones that are performing the work, is amazement that the bird song is as complex as it actually is. And I actually simplify the bird song in order for humans to be able to do it. Human audiences seem to be really enjoying them, so I think it's proof all the more that these pied butcher bird songs are music.
Hollis says there's no definitive definition for music that everyone agrees on. But she says if we think about what goes into music, beauty, learning, complexity, birdsong has all of those things.
There were many examples of people saying, oh, this birdsong is very musical. But it's just like, I guess.
That's Marcelo Araya Salas. He is a postdoc in biology at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. He also studies birdsong, but he does have a kind of standard for what qualifies as music. To sound harmonious to humans, music has to follow a pattern, he says. If you divide the frequencies of notes in a song, you find that they move up or down by whole numbers. To our ear, that means something is harmonious. Without this relationship, it won't sound like music. Marcelo says we need to put birdsong to the test, so he did that a few years ago. He recorded the nightingale wren. He found that, nope, for the most part, the birdsong does not have that harmonious relationship, but he's open to the idea that birdsong could be music.
I just tested one species, but I'm just saying that we have to be cautious and we need to be aware of the biological implications of saying that.
It's almost like saying birds evolved in a similar way to humans, and Marcelo says we don't have evidence for that yet. Other scientists tested a bird called the hermit thrush, and they found that its songs are harmonic. But maybe that's not a good criteria. Some composers say being harmonic isn't even a good standard for human music. Everyone knows the legendary artist Nina Simone made music, but listen to this slide at the end of her song, Strange Fruit. Not very harmonic, but still music. Ornithologist Richard Prum wants us to consider some other factors too. He's at Yale University, and he's also studying whether birdsong is music.
Birdsong is likely to be a form of music or acoustical art because the preferences that birds show for particular kinds of song have shaped one another mutually over time.
In other words, female birds are music critics, and if they like what they hear from male songbirds, they reward it with sex. That music then gets passed on to the next generation. It's part of what male birds use to attract females, like a peacock showing off his tail. To a lot of biologists, those kind of flashy behaviors are about communication.
This is like a biological match.com profile. Right, where the advertisement says things like, who are his people? Does he come from a good egg? Does he have a good diet? All the kinds of things that mates might want to know or need to know.
But Richard says he believes something more than just functional communication is going on. It's also about what the animals find beautiful. He says animals can judge what is and is not beautiful to them.
We've been sold a bill of goods that somehow, just because we can't speak to birds and communicate directly to them about their subjective experiences, what's going on in their heads, that they don't have them.
In fact, new research on the brains of songbirds and parrots shows that birds have a lot of neurons packed into those small brains, so they could be a lot smarter than we thought they were. And so for him, it's not so hard to imagine that songbirds can make and appreciate good music. For The Pulse, I'm Alan Yu.